This is the Joey English Show, Red Hot Treasure Chest for Kids and Pets.
Presented through the generosity of MDR Vital Factors. That's MDR.com and 800-637-8227. I recommend their star product, MDR Vital Factors. Vital Factors will give you natural energy, a strong immune system, and a positive outlook. You'll feel better and stay healthier. Go to VitalFactors.com or call 800-MDR-TABS and tell them Joey sent you for a discount. So go to VitalFactors.com and use the code J-O-E-Y for a 20% discount or call 800-637-8227.
Hi, Joey pal. This is Pat Riley. You know, with all that's going on in our lives these days, let MDR Vital Factors invigorate you naturally every day. It really works.
You've got passes to the Air Museum. Open museum with hangar doors wide open. Warbird rides start at $195 per person. Livestream blood drive, lstream.org, is April 8th. Free admission for blood donors. Details, palmspringsairmuseum.org. You've got a gift certificate to Aspen Mills Bakery. They are open normal hours. They have takeout and delivery open. Lots of bread, baked goods, full lunches. They will deliver to your home or business free.
Hello, Joey pals. This is Marty from Aspen Mills Bakery. Come and see us.
AspenMillsPS.com. You've got a gift certificate from 849 Restaurant and Lounge. We are open for lunch and dinner daily from 11 a.m. for patio dining. If you prefer staying home, we have curbside pickup or delivery by one of our 849 team members. You can order takeout by calling 325-8490. Your safety is our priority. We have gone to great lengths to adhere to the guidelines for sanitation and safety. Details at 849.com. You've got a gift certificate to Elmer's Restaurant. Now open for outdoor dining 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Featuring breakfast bowls, blackberry crepes, yum, and bacon avocado omelet, yum.
Hi, Joey pals. This is Jackie Donnell at Elmer's. Come join us for breakfast and lunch on our front lawn.
Check it all out at eatatelmers.com. You've got a gift certificate from Lulu California Bistro. Lulu welcomes everyone back for safe, festive, and heated outdoor dining every day on the expanded Palm Canyon Drive patio or in the street-side bistro gardens. 327-5858. That's 327-LULU. Okay, Joey pals, all of those nice presents go to one person. I was going to read them to you if I could find the list. And hold your place. Say something fun while I look for the list.
Something fun.
Oh, thanks. He's a lot of help. Okay. Air Museum, Aspen Mills. Oh, yum. 849, Elmer's, and Lulu's. All goes to one person. And we know those restaurants are open for outdoor dining. Just call, like Aspen Mills, you can go in and pick up your sandwiches and things. Okay, so we're using Nona's four children. Stephen doesn't have any. Dr. Geraldine doesn't have any. I have three. We'll take the seventh caller, Joey pals. 44 minutes and change after 10 o'clock. 323-JOEY. 323-5639. On your mark, get ready, get set, go. And if you're caller number 7, I'll mail everything out to you. You can use them now. We're coming back. 323-5639. Thanks for being so loyal. Darn it, I hit my finger.
Uh-oh.
Knock on wood.
Uh-oh.
For 26 years, mm-hmm. We're in our 51st week of pandemic.
Oh, geez.
Here's Mr. Community.
Hi, Joey.
Stephen Henke's in the house.
How are you?
I'm fine. And last Thursday, I got my Rev, what do you call it?
Rev Club email.
Tell everybody what was on it.
Well, you mean what's on it still on sale today?
Yes, this is Saturday.
50% off all resale items in each store in all categories.
50% off all resale items
in the store.
In all three stores.
In all three stores.
In all three categories.
So Palm Springs,
I have to go now.
Cathedral City and Palm Desert, yes.
Oh my gosh.
Well,
I need a little table for right here.
Okay. Well, you'd find it at Revivals. You'll find everything at Revivals.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. We'll find everything at Revivals. And, you know, I think as I mentioned, we are going to be opening a new store in Indio.
Yes.
And, you know, that is going to be in Indio. And so what I would say to your listeners in Indian Wells, La Quinta, Indio, you know, if you want to support the community that you want to create, if you believe that everyone should have access to comprehensive health care, call or go online at revivalstores.com. Schedule a free pickup. Let us put your gently used home goods and furniture
schedule
to use.
Schedule a free pickup?
Sure.
We're doing that.
Yes, we are. Yeah, absolutely. We'll come to your house. We'll pick up your donations. We'll put them to good use. We'll resell them at the new Indio store. And well, if in any city that you live in, we'll come and pick your items up. But let's put them to use. Fund the healthcare that's happening at DAP Health.
DAP Health.
Yep. And we need to fill up that store before we open in May. So it's not too early to schedule that pickup. I will also tell you, if you are someone who has talent to give, we're looking for volunteers for the Indio store. And there's also on our website a little link that you can click to learn more about volunteering and have somebody reach out to you to see if the opportunity might be right for you.
Great. You know what I've started doing? Joey Pals, here's a tip. You know those tubs?
Yeah.
You can get them all shapes and sizes. I keep one in my master bedroom closet because I'm always saying, oh, I don't wear those shoes. I haven't worn that blouse in a year. And I just throw things in there. If you keep something in a central part of your home, you know, or over the holidays, I keep one in my holiday closet too.
Right.
There are things I didn't use for what holiday would you say? Valentine's.
Yes.
So throw them in there.
Throw them in there. And then how fun, because once you see it, you know, what we should do is you put a little like piece of tape that shows like a level. When it gets that level, when you fill it up, that means you get to come to Revivals.
That's right.
So the faster you fill it, the faster you can have some fun and find yourself at Revivals.
This is Mr. Community.
I love it. We've made a new game. I love it.
Mr. Community, we're crazy about him. What else is going on in the community? What have you noticed out and about?
Boy, is this community busy.
Yes.
You know, we've been out and dining at our friendly restaurants, and the sidewalks are packed and the restaurants are packed. I still see most people social distancing and wearing masks. That's a great thing. And, you know, there's just a lot of optimism. I think people have started to get their vaccines and that's making them very hopeful.
I've had both of them. Have you had any?
I have. Yeah, okay. I have. I'm still a big fan of Dr. Fauci.
I know.
You know, he has said, don't eat indoors, don't go to theaters, and be mindful. You can get the vaccine and still give COVID to someone else. So you still need to be careful.
You won't get it.
Yeah, well,
but you might carry it.
You could get it.
I'm confused. We go over it.
I think that what I've heard, what I've heard is you still want to do what we've been doing, which is wash your hands, wear your masks, keep a social distance.
And be kind.
Be kind. If somebody asks you to wear a mask, please do it.
Yes.
Because you don't know who you are keeping alive.
There you go.
Right?
I hope it's you.
And then, of course, you know, what I'm dying to talk about
don't
is...
Don't say dying.
Our friends at the Desert Sun have relaunched their Desert magazine.
Oh, yes. We both got ours.
And it's got all of our friends in it, Joey. You know, on the cover is Liz Ostojich, who, along with her husband Mark, owns Tequila and Farm Restaurants. And it's a great story about how the restaurant community came together during the pandemic and found ways to lift each other up. You know, Liz specifically hired a videographer to create a series called The People Are the City, and she paid to have him go around to different businesses and restaurants and tell their stories and promote them.
I was looking earlier. I saw Willie Ryan in here.
And then Willie and his business partner are featured in here as well, telling their story. And of course, our friends at Jake's are telling their story, and Jack Srebnick from... Slice Pizzeria.
Slice and Maracas.
And Maracas
all of that.
And all of that is telling his story. And, you know, when I was flipping through this magazine, I was really impressed by the fact that it's gone back to its roots. It's telling local stories again. You know, these are all about restaurants. And then I noticed a great story about the Chambers deals and coupons.
You just missed Nona.
Yeah. And so, you know, that whole program that they're doing to support local restaurants, and then a whole feature on the Desert X exhibit coming up, and a wonderful story about Sunnylands and the ground manager who takes care of all the beautiful plants there. And I thought, I love local stories. And so I don't know what happened with this magazine, but they certainly have reinvented it. And it's wonderful. And it's free. They're mailing it
to
people.
And it's printed so beautifully. That looks like four color print or something.
It's great glossy cover. And they're just telling some really nice stories. So if you didn't get one, ask your neighbor if they got theirs. And maybe they'll lend it to you.
I got it in my mail. Yes.
Yeah, I got it in my mail too. But I heard that they're also putting these stories up on their website. So there's a Desert Magazine website that they launched that tells the stories online.
It says for people with a passion for desert living. Yeah. That would be us.
That would be us, right?
And anyway. And it says lesson served. Get it? The restaurants?
Well, yeah. What lesson have you learned from the pandemic?
Oh, boy. Patience.
You're learning patience? Mm-hmm.
I don't think I've learned it yet.
You're still trying to find it.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
I am most frustrated. I miss touching. Mm-hmm. We are human beings.
Yep.
There's something called failure to thrive. Babies will actually die if they are newborns, if they're not held.
So people need to be hugged and touched.
And I miss faces, smiles.
Yeah.
Really badly.
How do you think when this is over, what lesson are you going to take away from it?
The same patience, I hope it carries over, in kindness.
Yeah.
How about you?
I think I'm learning patience because, there's less to do and everything's taking a little bit longer, right? Because, you know, we're out of things at supermarkets and Target stores and...
ATMs are out of money.
Right. And so I think we're definitely learning to... I'm learning to practice acceptance. Like,
don't
it is what it
think
is.
We learned quickly, though. We social distance at the supermarket.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody just does it. I laugh because as I drive through the drive-up ATM machine, cars are social distance.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, we learned that pretty quickly, pretty good. I would like to see schools reopen.
Yeah.
I know our businesses, our restaurants need to be able to serve inside. We need to be able to full capacity up and down the tram in the restaurants up there.
Yeah.
And that also requires patience.
Yeah. I think what the biggest thing I've learned, though, is a pandemic doesn't stop tourism. I mean, people kept coming the whole time. And,
isn't that the truth?
They didn't care. They wanted to be in Palm Springs and they kept coming. And so that's a pretty powerful story for how much people love this village. That they're willing to.
And the weather cooperated everywhere else.
And the weather, and the weather definitely
drove them here.
Gave them an inspiration to
come
here as well.
Look what's happening to our real estate.
It's insane.
In the Coachella Valley.
It's insane.
Brady Sandahl is supposed to be here in the next hour. He may be sending someone in his stead because he's so busy.
Is he the smartest guy in town?
Isn't he the most wonderful?
I think he might be. I think he's one. Well, he's definitely.
Brady Sandahl Real Estate Group / Keller Williams.
Yeah.
And they're huge.
Yeah. I've met some really smart people since I moved here. I think he's in my top. He's definitely in my top three.
He speaks well of you.
If he's not the smartest, then he's definitely one of the top three. So, I always learn something new when I talk to Brady. And you know what I love most about him is he's so generous about sharing his ideas.
Yes.
He will always share ideas with you, and he will always, if you have, if you want his advice, he gladly will share it with you, and I just really appreciate that. I've learned a lot from him.
Yes, he calls people who are new to the community that weren't even his clients to see if they need anything.
Mm-hmm. He's a good guy.
We have a lot of people like that, and they're in this magazine. Who publishes this?
This is published by the Desert Sun. It's actually, technically it says powered by Local IQ, which is the marketing side of the Desert Sun.
And
I think it's interesting that it's from the marketing side because the stories are so local.
Yes.
They're so interesting.
Agreed.
So, you know, who's ever in charge of this, they're doing a pretty darn good job.
Yes. We ought to find out and give them kudos.
Well, I know the one person, Tom Neva, who is leading up their sales team. He's been taking lead on this magazine and he's been all over the community looking for stories and talking to folks and trying to find a way to highlight all the good work that's happening in this valley.
It's free.
And it's free. I love that. You know, my motto, it's me, what's free?
Yeah. let me put that on your report.
It's me, what's free?
It's me.
Well, I mean, honestly, right? You know, why not?
Okay, you've got 2 minutes left. What do you want to tell us?
What do we want to talk about?
Go so quickly, darn it.
Well, you know, what I want to say is if you haven't signed up for the Rev Club, I'm going to say this. We have a new series in the Rev Club, so that's revivalstores.com to sign up for it, where we're featuring this wonderful video segment. It's just, it's 50 seconds.
And I love that.
50 second finds. Did you watch this week's?
No, not this week yet.
Okay, well, watch. It's good. Okay. You know, and it's just a fun way to learn a little bit about the resale items, the history behind them. The gentleman who's doing it for us is doing a great job researching those. Yeah, he's researching those items and really putting the history to them.
And you can buy it online.
And then you can click right through if you want it, and you can buy it online and pick it up or
I need my
bring
revivals
it to you.
Fix. I need to go to Joey's Revivals. Quick, where are the three we have?
Palm Springs, Cathedral Joey's. City, and Palm Desert.
And soon to be?
Indio.
Yes.
And all on the 111. Isn't
all
that great?
All open 7 days a week.
All open 7 days a week.
Hours.
Nine to five Monday through Saturday and 10 to 4 on Sundays.
Yes.
It changed during the pandemic because we wanted to give everybody a little bit of time off. And it's funny how just tweaking it by that 1 hour on one side and the other kind of like took a shift down.
Do you take our temperatures as we walk in?
We don't take the temperatures, but we do have somebody at the doors counting, making sure everyone's got a mask on. There is a station for hand sanitizer. And then certainly they do have a temperature. So if you need your temperature taken, they will do it for you.
Bless your heart.
Yeah.
Mr. Community. He comes and does Mr. Community once a month. And the next time we see him next Saturday, he will be here talking DAP Health. Specifically.
Yeah. Maybe I'll bring a guest with me.
Okay. But we have to social distance.
I know. We'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out.
I'll have to sit in the other room.
You'll sit in the other room in the green room, which is green.
Which has all of Joey's history and photos on the wall. We need to do a video of your lounge, Joey.
Wait till I get all the pictures up.
Wow.
Thank you for being here, my dear, dear friend. Mr. Community, Stephen Henke. Go to DAPHealth.org 3232118. Here comes the second installment of the Joey English Desert Datebook. Joey pals, this edition of the Joey English Desert Datebook is brought to you by the city of Palm Springs, palmspringsca.gov. Bones and scones, we're changing the look of our stores in anticipation of another new and innovative program to feed your pets in a healthy, creative way. Stop by and see the updated look while we answer your questions. Don't forget, you have options in addition to in-store shopping. We offer curbside pickup and local delivery. Bring your pet into our stores and we will create a meal plan that meets both nutritional needs and your budget. If you are afraid you may have to surrender your beloved pet due to financial concerns, you can't afford the food, please stop by any of our stores and we will help. Check it all out at that great website, Bones, the letter N, scones.com. Desert Water Agency asks, do you need help paying your water bill? Go to dwa.org/H2O. Qualifying customers can get $100 a year. Do you need help keeping the kids busy and learning? Check out DWA's water education page at dwa.org/learn. DWA hosts monthly webinars on a variety of topics. Go to dwa.org/virtual to view various webinars or sign up for the latest one. Check it all out at, guess what? dwa.org. Just Fabulous wants you to know they have Tense watches, the original wood watch, handmade of sustainability sources, reclaimed wood from Canada. Japanese or Swiss movement, lightweight, scratch-resistant sapphire crystal with a 2-year warranty. Sold exclusively in Palm Springs at Just Fabulous. Check it all out at the letter B, bejustfabulous.com. Joey pals, get your daytimers ready and stay tuned for more of the Joey English Desert Datebook in the next hour. If you miss anything, go to joeyenglish.com. Okay, Joey pals, come on back for Dennis and Nathan and someone from Brady Sandal Real Estate. Joey!